Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The World Series is back in Cleveland tonight, with the Indians holding a 3-2 lead over the Chicago Cubs. With that in mind, a salute today to the music that's long inspired fans. Organ players, popular songs, even an early feminist. David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributor WCPN IdeaStream explains.
Some fans show their sports pride by wearing team jackets and caps. Others go as far as painting their faces. And still others just sing.
There's no place like first place.
When he isn't wielding a ukulele, Daniel Goldmark directs the Center for Popular Music Studies at Case Western Reserve University. That tune, There's No Place Like First Place, is one of dozens of songs celebrating the Cleveland Indians that were sold to the public as sheet music. It's a century-old tradition.
For most people today, sheet music is the stuff you buy your kids for their piano lessons or their violin lessons. But 100 years ago, sheet music was really the predominant way that people got their popular music.
As a doctoral student in the music department at Case Western Reserve, Aaron Smith researched another early 1900s social trend with a baseball meets music connection, the New Woman Movement.
The new woman happened to just become the catch-all term for women that were getting outside of the home, who were working, who were wanting to go to college, who were suffragists. So it was kind of women that were getting out of the prescribed sphere.
Smith says many of these new women gravitated to baseball, discovering the ballpark as a place where they could root for and shout at the players. Newspaper editorials condemned this unladylike behavior. The controversy inspired vaudeville performer Ray Cox.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
In this 1909 comedy recording, Cox played the part of a new woman who loved going to baseball games and loudly expressing her opinions.
Don't be gazing after it. Don't be gazing after it. Why must you look? Run. That's the thing to do. You don't have to look after it, do you? Must you run? Will you please?
Smith says you can still hear a musical artifact of the new woman movement today at ballparks across the country.
Hey! We are to the.
That's the late Chicago Cubs broadcaster Harry Carey warbling his version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. The song dates back to 1908, and baseball historians will tell you that it's actually about a forward-thinking young woman who longed to visit a ballpark where she was free to be herself, unbound by cultural expectations of the time. Aaron Smith says that message was reinforced by illustrations that accompanied the sheet music.
She's standing in a part of the park where women weren't normally allowed to be. Shows that she's this kind of baseball mad new woman type figure that's really getting out of bounds of where the typical woman would sit at a baseball game.
Over the years, Take Me Out to the Ball Game became much more mainstream, and musicians have reinterpreted it in a number of ways. Former Cleveland Municipal Stadium keyboardist Marge Adler used to play it this way. So, tonight, as the Cubs and the Indians continue their championship battle, both teams and their fans will pause for a few minutes during the seventh inning and share a song with deep roots, a song that connects them to the beginnings of modern baseball. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.